This is Real Talk, where all walks of life come together for thoughtful, constructive conversation. No arguments, no debate, just transparency. I'm John Warden, and this is Real Talk. Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome you to a new idea in concept that you're going to see us on the radio, as they say around OTS Media and RHI. So here we are to discuss a new program, new topics, new ideas, a community filled with all sorts of people with all types of ideals. But I got to tell you, sitting around me in the room is two fabulous people. I'm John Warden. I'm going to do that introduction. And across from me is needs no introduction,
sure.
But I'm just going to tell you, when you hear the voice, you'll know the man.
Manning Kimmel, how are you?
And then on his right is a lovely lady that makes for the beauty in the room, if you will.
She brightens the whole atmosphere at OTS Media.
Yes, she does.
Catherine Madden.
And Catherine Madden is here with us. And we'll talk through a concept here real quick, and we're going to give you an overview of what we're doing here. This is a new program, a program that's going to bring us in, we're going to call it Real Talk, a transparency, if you will, into items and issues that we face every day that may or may not be spiritually, morally, or even in our best benefit long term, but yet we use these things so gratefully. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Mr. Manning, and when you have a man like that in front of you, you just go with the Mr.
So, John, with all that fol-de-rol out of the way,
yes,
this is an idea of yours. I mean, you have come to us and said, look, I'm concerned about X, Y, and Z, and nobody's really talking about it. We're not talking about political issues. We're not talking about, you know, economic development. We're not doing any of that. This is about people, people who don't know each other, because we're in a community that's growing so rapidly that we just don't have that sense of community that we had when we were much smaller.
I agree with that. And, you know, when you think about that, you made a comment a little bit earlier before we came on air that said something to the effect of you really don't even know your neighbors anymore.
That's right. Not.
We'll touch on that a little bit later. But I'm going to introduce again back to the pretty one in the room, Catherine Madden.
So I'm guessing you want me to introduce our topic for today.
I do.
Okay. Well, today's topic, we're going to talk about tracking your kids, and in some cases, the seniors in your life. And is that the right thing to do? Should we be doing that? And why are we doing that?
I think that's a good point. To me, to look at statistics that tell us that life's gotten really busy. And so in that mindset of being so busy, we've turned to things like electronics. You know, I'm reminded of something kind of cool in a movie that I saw in a Rocky movie, where Rocky is dating Adrian. And he brings her over. Yeah, yo, Adrian. And they're bringing him over to the house, and she's like, I got to let Paulie know where I'm at. So he walks over to the window, and he throws the window open, and he screams out, hey, Paulie, this is Rocky. Adrian's with me. Call yous back later. And he slams the sash. Well, I think we've changed and evolved in life a little differently. So I think that we've now turned to devices. We have young people driving in the house. We have elderly has spoken and different things. Husbands, wives, parents, keeping up with different apps that are on the agenda here. And so when you look at those things and all that, there's a lot of issues we want to talk through quickly today if we can, and try not to rush through, but there's so much information. But the idea is which ones are the best ones, okay, if we have to use them. Secondly is how much exposure are we giving ourselves to in terms of letting everybody know really what's going on in our world. And for advertising agencies, which is the bulk of where this information goes, it's being sold to track. And then the third is going to be a moral and a conductive energy put towards raising young people and the trust and belief factor. Now, the first thing we'll talk through, and I want to introduce this before we talk, is talk about a few apps that there's, you know, you got Apple. It's called Apple Find. You've got Bark. You've got Garmin Bounce. You've got TikTok. And you've got Life 360, iSharing. All of these are apps that you can go on and locate and find and put them on your child's phone, their watch, wrap it around their neck. You know, you can do those kind of things. We've gone way past knowing where our dog is anymore. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing I would talk about is to, with young people in the room and a variety of ages here and different things, is how much of that, Catherine, I'm going to turn to you for a minute.
Okay.
How much of that's used in your home?
Well, I will say that Find My Friends, everybody in my household is on Find My Friends.
And so when you're going that and you have your friends located, as well as not just family and children, so now you know where everybody is at all times. And I gotta see that as an understanding to know that it is the community. Mm-hmm. You know, Manning, you said something about when it used to be when we were raised and out in the yard, when you used to come home from school in my world. And again, we got slightly different age groups in this arena here of conversation. You used to come in, wave at mom or not wave at mom, throw the stuff on the front steps, and off to the out to the field you went.
Yeah.
And there was no cell phones and there was no curriculum, and you made a great comment.
And mom would know exactly where you were and exactly what you had done before you ever came in the back door. And when it was time for supper, the bell would be ringing, or, hey, Manny, time for dinner. And come on. Simple as that. We had a real thing called a neighborhood. But what's happened with all this electronics is just sped up life astronomically. Mm-hmm. Everything is faster. We're doing more than we ever did in the same period of time. So tracking all these people, I got it. I mean, I understand if you want to know where your kid is, I got it. It's a nice thing to have. But why hasn't that child just picked the phone up and called, hey, mom, I'm over here. Hey, dad, I'm doing this. You know, the communication thing.
Well, another program one day we're going to do is going to be communication skills and what we've turned to as far as texting and emailing and faceless communications, which hasn't made us better, okay? It's made it more convenient. But I think the same thing applies there. Catherine, your idea in terms of how much comfort as a mom does it give you knowing where your loved ones are?
Well, I do have to say that it does offer a sense of reassurance to some degree. And do I think that it's 100% right all the time? No, there's been times where my mom's on Find My Friends and it shows she's in the middle of the lake. I'm like, I know my mom's not in the middle of the lake. But I know she's not. It's just not right. And it'll show a big circle somewhere within this circle because it, you know, the satellites are not accurate and it's not placing people where they should be. So that, but I think sometimes when somebody is supposed to be somewhere and they're not to catch them to get in trouble, but for the purpose of their safety, that maybe they were somewhere that you're unsure if it was a great neighborhood that they should be in. And you're like, okay, well, maybe you should go with somebody else. And they didn't. And then you just want to make sure they got home afterwards.
And that's a whole nother issue. I mean, what's going on in the world today with, I don't even know how to describe it, but people doing things that they never did 20, 30, 40 years ago. I can see the mother of a young child, you know, who's gone off to play, blah, 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 blah. Are they really there? Or has somebody taken them that I don't even know
snatched
where they are?
Them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea behind all it is obviously safety first, and it's a love factor. It is. And I guess for the electronics aspects of that, I love it. But then we get into when you start looking at the statistics, and we have some of these in front of us, and we're looking at this, and we talk about business models, and these are apps that obviously make money. And I think what did we determine was how many billion dollars in 2017? It's like billions of dollars in revenue that are generated by these apps. And again, these folks are in it to make money. But then again, when you're gathering apps, and we all know about breaches of security, and we get into all that, and the accuracy of that and how well they work. And, you know, those kind of tracking devices generally only work if the phone's on. So when you start pending and spending that amount of money on these things from a financial or for a security point of view, we look at it from a point that says, what am I really getting for my money and what is it really costing me? Now, again, we'll get into the moral and the trust factor in a few minutes, but the idea is, yes, it's designed to be safety. GPS, I have them on my work trucks. I know where the guys are and where they're supposed to be, and it's unfortunate in that. But work ethics and those sort of things, when they're adult, are one thing. When you're rearing children, and again, they're not experienced. They don't know. And it's not the neighborhood where Rocky lived. It's not the neighborhood where we grew up and we were raised by community. Again, I've thought about it. And as well as I wave them and see them, I really don't know my neighbors. Mm-hmm. And so we've been forced to come to an issue that is it making us aware to, you know, just in the conversation, I'm thinking, you know, I need to just go over and knock on the door and say, hey, hello.
Yeah.
Let me introduce you to my
kids. Here's a plate of brownies.
That's it. Yeah. If you happen to see and to become not faceless, but faceable so that it's not using an app FaceTime, you're spending time with people that you get to know. And again, the nature of this program and of every topic we do is to bring people closer together, not have an agenda, but to be able to discuss things, be able to, where are we in life in terms of our security, our well-being, our patriotism, everything in between? Are we going to look after yours as well as I look after mine? I could get into a scriptural version of that, which says no greater love is one that lays down his life for his friend. So we've replaced things that were more of a standard tradition, if you will, to things that bring us into a point of having to be forced for technology. It's a beautiful thing to turn the TV on or to walk over to a switch and flip a switch and all the lights come on. When it comes to our children, the essence of where we're taking them. Now, there's a lot of information on this that talks about security standards and about it, different apps has its own security standards, but in evidence as spoken before, these folks garner this information to sell it for advertising purposes. They're not just taking that data. That's part of what you agree to when you assign yourself and agree to a monthly understanding. There's a whole lot of written information that describes that your security is more at risk in some ways than what you're trying to secure. That's just a pondering thought. That's not an accusation. It's just a point for ponder. So who are we and where are we in terms of what we have to count the cost in that evidence? And that's the nature of this conversation today in this program is make us aware, man, let's get it out in the open and have a real face-to-face conversation. In the future, live audiences, and all those things we want to have to be able to bring people in and bring the community closer back together. What's wrong with the dream of going back to, where's little Johnny? And little Johnny's neighbors picking up the phone saying, I know where little Johnny is. Little Johnny's right here.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so, and we know what he shouldn't be doing. And then expanding our corrective aspects of that. So we're using electronics to rear our children in some essence of it.
And by doing that, we are separating ourselves from our neighbors because we're relying upon this to communicate rather than walking across, knocking on the door. Hi, how are you? No, we'll just send a text message.
With your children, Catherine, and that's a great point, but with your children, do you think it's a trust factor? Do you ever get a kickback from that?
So that's a good question. And I think why you're utilizing the app for what you're using it for is the bigger question there. Because, for instance, if you're using this app or whatever app it is for safety, sole purpose for safety, to make sure, like I said earlier, if there's a scenario where some person out to do no good is going to snatch up your child, okay, that I think it's warranted. But if you're doing it because you want to track your kid to make sure, hey, they didn't go to that party, or hey, they didn't go to that friend's house so that they're supposed to be at another friend's house because you don't trust them, there's workarounds. They can leave that phone at that other person's house. There is always a way to make it work out. So then the question to me goes back to, if you don't trust your kid, it's not the question of an app. It should go back to your parenting to begin with.
Well, I think that takes us into our next segment, in my opinion, is exactly what you just said. At what point, if you hand a child a phone with all of its worldwide access, okay, with all the apps that can limit that access and all the things that we can do, we're tracking and we're using it as a rearing device, handed a tablet in a room instead of a conversation, put it in front of a screen or a TV. Again, a topic for another day. Specifically speaking of tracking them and keeping up with them, knowing where they're at, we have become an isolated issue as growing issues with mental health. And so discussion items like these don't really show up as well as what they should, simply because life's too busy and I would rather just know that they're safe instead of understanding what it's going to do or training them. Scripturally speaking, again, teach them in the way that they shall go and they won't depart. Have we brought ourselves to a point to where that's more important than sitting down at the table in the old-fashioned way that you hear would, yeah, I got gray hair now, you know, but I remember around the table, that was the place where you got your information and you got your marching orders. You didn't get a text. You know those texts that you can't figure out what that really means. You got dad looking you in the face or mom saying, or it's an or else kind of situation. So don't tell me where you're going and then find out that you're not.
But the world has changed. The Ozzie and Harriet, concept of mom and dad, the kids sitting around a table having dinner, that hasn't happened. When we became two income families, which was necessary to keep our head above water, that changed everybody's lifestyle, everybody's schedule. And then we got kids involved with all these activities, you know, sports, clubs, you name it. And so trying to get everybody together around a table is virtually impossible.
Well, you know, there's the question. Are we better or are we worse with these devices? Not saying there's a right or wrong and there's a purpose for everything under the sun, I know. So the idea from a family unit, from a communication skill, from a essence of trustability and teaching them this. And let me say a real quick story. When these boys were younger, used to teach a lot of Sunday school and classes. And I remember putting them in a class one time and I had the whole, and the boys were part of it. And they got some water balloons, just walked in with water balloons and just handed them all out and said, now listen, 7 days from now, next Sunday, I want you to come back in the room and I want you to bring me these water bottles or these water balloons. I want you to have these with you all the time. Now, when somebody in the classroom sees you, best you have the water bottle. I think they did it in the home ec, you know, at schools where they used to hand them the plastic babies. Mm-hmm. And you had to walk around. So the idea came to me. I said, you know what, and so off I went. Well, what are we going to get? Well, you'll get a reward. And so 7 days come in and we walk in and it was a very large Sunday school class that we'd grown it to, and thank God for that. But I began to walk around and look around the room and everybody had a reason why. Well, guys at school got, and they busted it, or my sister broke it, or I forgot it, or I didn't know where it was.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just took the few minutes and just let the whole class go to right to the very end. And I grabbed one of these balloons and I just wrote the letters TRUST.
Yeah.
Making them understand how critical it is for that to be so important in your life. Employers can't trust you, they don't hire you. If the public in the construction industry to which we are and in the radio advertising and all the different businesses that we represent in what we do, if you cannot be trusted, so how do we grow the trust factor? What's the fine line? That's the question in the room is, how do we combine the two elements? How do we take modern technology and all its ethics, get away from the Ozzie and Harriet that we seem to have? Don't know that that's a better method. I'll just say it right out there and I'm gonna show my age. And it's not from a I love technology. We're sitting in a room of technology that is great and all the things that we can do at a push of a button. But is that rearing more complete, trustworthy children for the world to come?
This should be nothing more than something that you would add to what you got from mom and dad in terms of how you should be trusted, doing right, doing wrong. This is something in your pocket to help you, right? It's not something to replace what mom and dad put in your brain and expect you to follow. It's just a device. But unfortunately, it's become more than just a device for too many people. It just... I mean, what are the figures of the time that people spend on these a day? Hours? Hours? Really?
It's like the number of time you don't realize they say the average number of person touches their face.
I just did.
And Catherine just did that. But the idea behind it is you don't really even, until these kind of programs or these kind of ideas become out in the public where you become self-aware. The purpose here is to make us aware of how do we make the community better? How do we make the neighborhood better? How do we make the children better? And it's investment of time. It's the most critical, important thing that we can do. And to say that we can electronically better ourselves as human beings, and I guess that's the, again, back to the essence of the question, are we better off or are we worse? And so eloquently done, Manning, is the fact that these have become the rearing devices.
Yeah.
This is the hall monitors of the day.
There you go.
Okay, this is, and if nothing else, turn it on so I'll listen and I'll know where they're at and go by the rooms with the doors locked. That's, again, topic for another day. But where are we, parents, grandparents, neighbors, friends, that has investing in them to know that we're rearing? And the greatest investment you can do in anybody is spend time.
Well, there you go. I think people listening to this program might ask themselves, okay, so what am I supposed to do? To me, it's simple. Reprioritize how much time you're giving to your kids face-to-face, you know, going out and having a meal, whatever the case is going to be, versus how much time you're spending on stupid stuff on this phone. To me, that's pretty simple.
But it's not just you, them too.
Yeah, that's true.
Doing things like phones are not on the table at dinner.
Yeah.
You know, again, another great topic, back to morals and etiquette and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'ams. And that's one of the things we'll do. But how do we change that? Yeah. The question is, who's going to change it if we don't?
Sybil, very good suggestion. Take this thing, put it in the basket. We're going to sit down and we're going to spend 30 minutes with each other over a meal, period.
You know, if you're looking in, that, apologize, but if you're looking into the eyes of somebody, you know where they are.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right.
And so you'll find out some things that you'll never even have to inquiz about, moms and dads and people out there in the world. Sit them down and ask a question. Mm-hmm. Always had a great open communication. One of my sons who's helped produce in this program here, could attest to this. I never put them on a curfew. Didn't need to. They were taught the boundaries and the borders of where they should and shouldn't be, and what time that constricted. And if there were any consequences, you said it earlier, they would pick that phone up and say, hey, I'm running late. That's all I needed. I didn't have to think about it or do, but yet, how do we make them responsible if we're assuming all the responsibility that as adults, eventually they're gonna have to obtain?
Well, you told your own children, you know, I expect you home by such and such a time. If there's a problem, call me. And that's what they did. So this was something that was available to them to follow what mom and dad said, we expect you to do. Pretty simple.
I love the concept and the program. We're on air here to open up and hopefully get anyone listening as an insight of a mindset of how can I be better? Back to it again, a better neighbor, a better friend, church member. You go to church and there's some kid running in the room. Boy, when I grew up, if you ran out of a room and you were misbehaving, you went in another room, somebody was just as quick snatch a knot in you as anybody else. Now, as parents today, we're a little different. Again, we're going to go back to that because we need this electronic tracking. Electronic tracking tells you where they are. Doesn't tell you how they're acting.
That's true.
So what's next?
Discipline.
Are we going to get shock collars for kids
when
they're driving
dear.
Too fast? And all of a sudden that Life 360 tells you exactly how fast they're going and where they are and what they're doing and what direction? Do we get a push button stop?
It's available now, by the way. You know you can stop a car with the right program. Just a few clicks, boom, the electronics stop. Stop the car.
And again, what's next?
Yeah.
Teach them in the way that they shall go and they won't depart.
Yep.
That's a mandate for each and every one of us, and not just for our own blood, for the community. This is Real Talk with wonderful guest, Catherine Madden, and the astute Manning Kimmel, who somewhere in the past, like me, was set in front of a class, and I had a teacher walk up and grab my hand and went paddle, 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 and back to the desk I went.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew what not to do again. So, again, topic for another day, but I always knew where I was, and so did that teacher, and she knew what I was thinking because I was in proximity. A great day, and good morning to all. I want to sign off by saying this. Resignate the thoughts of today. Create your own. Real soon, we're going to have contact information where you can put your thoughts and prayers and indications and even ideas of future programs. So we thank you for listening today. Your time is valuable to us. And so we hope we have invested in it. And as Mr. Manning would say, we'll see you again on the radio. Thanks, everybody. Real Talk is sponsored by Champion Services Incorporated, your local remodel and restoration company, and the Red Door Church. If you're interested in sponsorship or you have a story you want to share or want to be a part of this program, contact us at reachus.realtalkradio@gmail.com.